how faithful our God is, and we are serving a faithful God. Let us read, as we read every Sunday morning, Galatians 2 and 20, and let's read that from our hearts. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. And you may be seated across the building today. And that is my prayer, is that you are living the crucified life, to know that God is with us every step of the way, that it's not about me, it's not about you, but it's what's inside of us, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God today. We want to thank those for watching today. My prayers are something I can say to you and your family to encourage you along the way as we get into God's Word today. And we are very blessed to go live every Sunday, especially for those that are not able to be with us, that they can tune in and get into God's Word as well, to give a word of encouragement, to encourage those that are needing encouragement. Because I don't know about you, we need more encouragement in the world than we ever needed. And to me, I'd rather have all the encouragement I can possibly get and not discouragement. To be discouraged is to say that you don't care, but to be encouraged lets you know that you care. And so I thank God today that we are serving a caring God that cares about you, that cares about me. And so we thank the Lord for that as well. We are now in a series on heaven. And so we've been in it for a few weeks now, and I want to go back and reiterate a little bit on my heaven series, just to catch people up that maybe have not been here on Sunday morning, and those that are watching has not caught up with us a little bit on the heaven series. But I want to go back a little bit and talk about last Sunday a little bit. I've got 3 points that I want to bring out in last Sunday's sermon, and the title of my sermon last Sunday on the heaven series is Present with the Lord. Present with the Lord. And we did 3 points of last week. My first point says, we'll be released from restrictions of the body. I talked about that last Sunday when heaven is there for us, and when God calls us home, we'll be released from restrictions of the body. Second, I talked about we'll be received into the realms of glory. And I talked about that last week, that we'll be received into the realms of glory. We know that that's where God Almighty is. He is in He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In the realm of glory, we will be released in that area of heaven. Third, I also talked about we'll rejoice with the redeemed of the ages. We will rejoice with the redeemed of the ages, and that is people that have already gone before us. As I talked about it, you'll get to see Peter, you'll get to see John, you'll get to see the disciples, not only Jesus, you'll get to see those that have gone before us, and those that have passed on will be there in heaven. And so that will be a wonderful, glorious day when we do all get to heaven. And we talk about that in an old blueback hymn song that we sing, when we all get to heaven, what a day that will be. We'll be rejoicing in how that will be a wonderful, wonderful time when that comes. And so today, I want to go into heaven series sermon number 3, Beyond Our Wildest Dreams. It's the title of my message today, Beyond Our Wildest Dreams. Have you ever had a dream? Have you had a dream, a good dream? You know, we dream maybe bad dreams and we dream good dreams, but have you ever had a dream that you felt like it was so real in your dream, and then you woke up the next morning and it was really not real? But you thought it was, and it was a good dream that you were dreaming, and whatever that might be, you might have been dreaming for a new car, a new house, you might have been dreaming for just something brand new in your life, but then you realize when you woke up, it was just a dream. But I want you to know today, it doesn't matter what you see right now, what you think is now, and what you even imagine what heaven will be when that time comes, but it'll be beyond your wildest dreams of what God is preparing for His people that serve Him, that love Him, and that know Him. He is preparing a place, and it will be beyond your wildest dreams. And I want you to go with me to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. We are in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. One of my favorite passages of scriptures that you hear me quote a lot sometimes, and so we're going to go into this a little bit just to give you an idea of what our wildest dreams would be of heaven and what to expect here. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared, watch this, for those who love Him. But God, look at this, has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. I want to read this again, and I want you to listen very closely. The Apostle Paul, he writes, and he says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen. Your natural eye has not seen. My eye has not seen. Nor ear heard. Your natural ear has not heard. Nor has it entered even into the heart of your life the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. You've heard me say, by His Spirit, in His Spirit, through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, and yes, the deep things of God. The Spirit searches all things. The Holy Spirit, when you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and life, the Spirit of God that is in you searches all things. And listen, and it even goes into deep things within your life. The deep things of what God has in store for you. God is a God that clearly does not hold back anything on you and me today. It's not a surprise of what God is trying to do in our hearts and life. He's preparing our hearts. He's preparing our life so that we can meet Him one day in heaven. And heaven is the place that Jesus says that He is preparing for you and I. And we can't even begin to understand. We can't even scratch the surface because our minute minds and our brain cannot even comprehend what heaven will be like. But we do know that God is preparing a place, a glorious place for us, that there'll be no more pain, there'll be no more tears, there'll be no more suffering, there'll be no more shame, there'll be no disappointments. All of that will go because that's the life that you and I are in today, that we deal with every day. I want you to know today that this text is about the future of you and the future of me. It's about the future of the Christian, those that love the Lord and those that serve Him. This text that we read today inspires hope. This text increases expectation. And this text seems to do good and it to be true. This text is about heaven as we look at this. This text stretches the imagination. This text describes the fantastic future of the faith and of the faithful. You know, God has called us to be faithful. In other words, serving Him and loving Him and knowing Him personally. He wants us to be faithful in all things. My first point today is this: consider our dream future. Consider our dream future. Most of us have dreams. We dream about what we're going to do in life. We dream about what we're going to maybe do tomorrow or next week or next year. Maybe you're planning your vacation next year. Maybe you're planning your vacation now. You have dreams and expectations that you're wanting to scratch off, or the saying is, off your bucket list. You know, some people have bucket lists that they want to, places that they want to see, places that they want to go, and a lot of times if they achieve it, they'll scratch off their dream. And so we all have dreams of doing something. We dream about meeting a special person. We dream about financial success. We dream about a beautiful family and a home. Yet some dreams come true and some fall short of expectation. Yet some succeed and others fail. Some gain true riches and others lose with counts. And yet faith in Christ introduces us to new dreams, much bigger than the dream that you're dreaming about today or tomorrow or next year. This is a bigger dream. These goals could be reached without Him. We haven't fellowship of the unknown apart from the family of God. These goals, let me say this again, these goals couldn't be reached without the love of Christ. These dreams can be achieved. Did you know that? The dream that we dream of heaven can be achieved. It is not a fairy tale. It's not a mystical. It's not magical. It is a place that you and I will be able to go if we've accepted Jesus Christ into our hearts and our lives. We can consider that a dream that I want you to know today that will come true in your life if you will be faithful in serving Him and having that relationship with Jesus by accepting Him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Your reward is not here on earth, but your reward is in heaven. Listen, faith in Christ introduces us to new dreams. These goals couldn't be reached without Him. We have fellowship of the unknown apart from the family of God. We have eternal hope that the world doesn't understand. As I've said before, there are some people that are living here in life and thinking this is heaven on earth. There are some religions that teach that on earth is heaven, and you are enjoying heaven on earth. But my friend, this will pass away. Why? Because the Bible tells us there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Old things will pass away, and behold, all things will become brand new. God will make things brand new, and in your wildest dreams, God is preparing a place for you every day of every second of every hour. And why I say all that? Because there's no time with God. That just gives you an idea that God is not stopping on preparing a place for you. He's preparing a place for you. When you are asleep, He is preparing a place for you. When you wake up, He's preparing a place for you. He's preparing a place for you at all times, and He will call His own back to Him. Listen, my second point today is this: not only consider our dream future, but our future goes beyond our wildest dreams. Our future goes beyond our wildest dreams. It is futile trying to describe heaven. It is futile trying to describe heaven. Let's look at this passage very closely. I hath not seen. We've never seen anything like heaven. You've never seen anything like heaven. Now, we hear stories of little kids going to heaven and coming back. There was a story just a while back about a kid that had a picture of Jesus and drew the picture of Jesus to kind of give you an idea. You've had people that's been in accidents that have been out of their body and was gone for 15 minutes. There's a book out that a guy wrote, I think 15 or 20 minutes, and came back to earth. Everybody kind of gives you an idea, a description, but still that does not tell you everything about heaven. Now, I'm not knocking anything that anybody has already has been to heaven and come back to earth. I'm not knocking that, but what I'm saying is that scratches the surface of what God has prepared for you and I in heaven. Why? Because the scriptures tells us right here, and it says that eye has not seen. We've never seen anything like heaven. Take your dream trip around the world and it will fall short of heaven. There are beautiful places around the world. There's places that I would like to visit around the world that I haven't visited. I would love to see Greece and Italy. I would love to go to England with the Queen that has passed away. Here lately, I've just been trying to, you know, it's a thing that I'm just quite interested in. Your pastor's been interested in the royal family, so I've just been interested in all the things that go on in the royal family. I've watched movies and it's just fascinating to me just to see, and I go back and I relate that to what God is trying to do in heaven. If the Queen went through all that the state funeral was, and that was about 8 hours long, can you imagine what God is doing in heaven and preparing a place for you and preparing a place for me? All the things that you go through to get to where you need to be, God is preparing a place for you and I. And so again, I find that intriguing. And there's a lot of places that I would like to visit, and there are beautiful places, but it does not even scratch, hear me today, it does not even scratch the surface of what heaven will be like when heaven is being prepared for you and I day in and day out. Yet retrieve all your best memories and they won't even measure up to the description of what heaven will be. So eye has not seen, you have not seen it, nor your ear has heard. You know, some people wonder what we're going to be doing in heaven. Well, I'll tell you what we definitely will be doing. We will be praising God. We will be singing glory, glory, and we'll be singing hallelujah, and we'll be worshiping the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ. There will be a lot of praising and a lot of worshiping going on. So if we're not doing it down here, you might as well get ready and start practicing and get your praise on and get your worship on, because that's what's going to happen in heaven. You're not going to sit around with your arms folded and looking at each other. You will be active. God will put you into duty and you will be working in His kingdom in heaven, and it's going to be great, and it's going to be far more than you can ever imagine or even your wildest dream that God is going to have us be a part of. Did you know that? You are part of the royal priesthood, a holy nation. God has preparing you. You have been selected. You have been chosen. God has selected you. You didn't select Jesus. Jesus selected you. He chose you to be where you're at today, to be where you're at this moment. God is preparing a place for you because He doesn't want this to be the end. To some, this will be the end. The earth will be the end. This will be the end. But when we're in Christ Jesus, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and we will continue on living the life that God clearly wants you and I to live. You see, we've never heard of a place as wonderful as heaven. The most eloquent speakers can't even describe what heaven will be. The greatest artists can't even paint on canvas on heaven, nor composers can write its music, because it's greater than that. Neither have entered in the heart of man. It has not even went into the eye. It has not even went into the ear, nor has it went into the heart of man. All dreams fall short of what awaits in heaven. Imagination that you may have, and some of us have great imaginations, and we can have the greatest imagination ever before, but it fails to grasp the glory of our home which is above. It is much greater than that. And for us to say, oh well, it's just the same old, for us to say, oh well, you know, it's probably like this and it's probably like that and it's going to look like this and it's going to look like that. Listen, we haven't even scratched the surface of what it will be, but it will be beyond your wildest dream. My third point today is this: our dream home has been prepared by God Himself. Our dream home has been prepared by God. Nobody else is preparing a mansion for you. Nobody else is preparing a mansion for you but Jesus. Nobody is preparing a place for you but Jesus. That's the only person that can prepare a place in heaven is Jesus. You see, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Do we love Him? Do you love Him? Do you love Him? Listen, I wonder sometimes how that sometimes that people cannot have a relationship with God and still say that they love Him. How people can do what they do and yet never communicate with God and have that relationship. How people can say, I'm going to heaven, but they don't know who He is. They've read about Him, they've heard about Him, but they don't know Him personally. They don't walk with Him, they don't talk with Him daily. You say, well, Pastor, how do you talk with God? Well, you talk with God through God's Word. How do you pray? Well, you get on your knees or you find a quiet place and you begin to talk to Him and you begin to tell Him and you begin to share with Him. Well, you say, well, Pastor, He already knows. And I said, yeah, He already knows, but He wants to hear you take action and do what He's asked us to do, and that is to communicate with Him, because He wants a personal relationship with you every day. He doesn't just want a relationship on Sunday. He doesn't just want a relationship on a Wednesday night Bible study. He wants a relationship with you day in and day out. Listen, heaven hasn't been prepared. Heaven has been prepared for those who trust in Jesus. John 14 and 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You see, Jesus said to His disciples, as Jesus is saying to us in His Word, I go to prepare. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. That lets me know that He's coming back. And He says, if I wasn't going to come back, I would have told you. But I'm letting you know I will be back. You see how great our Father's love. How great is His love? His love is so great. As the Father loves us, His love meets us where we are every day. And thank God that He loves us. Thank God that He sent His Son over 2,000 years ago that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Thank God that He gave the ultimate sacrifice that you and I could be set free, that we could be free, that we're not doomed and we're not gloomed, but we are now living in freedom in Christ Jesus, because He went through death, hell, and the grave. He arose on the third day. He's seated with the right hand of the Father. Therefore, He has the victory, and we have the victory today, and He has gone to prepare a place for you and I. Romans 5 and 8, as the Apostle Paul writes, he said, "But God demonstrates His own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. His mind was on you, even when your mind was not on Him. When your mind is not on Him, and when we slip and fall and we're not where we need to be, Christ still has His mind on you. And I want you to know that He is the Savior of the world, and He will save this world for those that will come and submit unto Him. But God demonstrates His love towards us. God Almighty, in that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us." His love guarantees eternal life. Hear me today. His love guarantees eternal life. You know, I'm reminded that some people may let you down. You may have those that may let you down, but God will never let you down. He'll stay closer to you than a brother or a sister. There might have been things that may have disappointed you in life. There's things that has disappointed me in life. But you know what? God is still faithful. God is not going to let us down. Man may let you down. A woman may let you down. A child may let you down. People may let you down. But God will never let you down. His love guarantees that to us. 1 John 5 and 11. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. In His Son. He who has the Son has life. And he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. How do I know, Pastor? How do I know? How do I know I have eternal life? You have eternal life when you accepted Jesus into your heart and life and you said, "Lord, I repent of my sins." And through the Son, you come to know Him. You are set free indeed. Listen, that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God, that you will continue to believe, that your faith will continue to move forward, that by faith is what pleases God. By faith. Faith pleases God. Faith is what we have to have on a daily basis. Sometimes our faith can be weak, sometimes our faith can be strong. But by faith, we believe that God is going to sustain us and take care of us every step of the way. Why? Because God has given us eternal life, and that is in His Son. The Holy Spirit grants a glimpse of glory. The Holy Spirit grants a glimpse of glory. Of glory. 1 Corinthians 2 and 10, "But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit," you want to know about the Spirit, here it is, "for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." The Spirit of God that's within you when you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and life, the Spirit of God now is in you, it rests upon you and begins to search all things in your life. Listen, the deep things of God. He opens the Bible and lets us in on the dream. Why? Because God is the Bible. God is the Word. And He lets us in on the dream. Yet opening up your heart and letting the Savior in is letting you know about the dream. In other words, letting your heart be open to Jesus Christ and accepting Him in eternal life is accepting heaven. Heaven is eternal life. Eternal life is heaven. This is receiving that from God that God has prepared for you, that you will have everlasting life. Listen, Revelations 3 and 20 says this, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, dine with him, and he with me. Let me read it again. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, dine with him, and he with me. He stands at your heart door knocking every day when you didn't pray, when you didn't invite him in for a while, when you haven't talked to him, when you've delayed and kind of put it off. He still stands at the heart door, and he still stands and he knocks. Why? And he says, he continues to knock, and if anyone hears, and if you're hearing his voice, if you're hearing his voice, the Holy Spirit speaking to you and opens the door, if you will open the door. Some of us are not opening the door. Some of us are hearing the knock. Some of us are hearing that he's at the door, he's knocking. And we see it, we hear it, but yet, and we hear the voice. We hear the voice, but yet we won't open the door. But Jesus says if we will open the door, that's when he will come in to us. Listen, we can't have a deaf ear. We cannot ignore the knock. We cannot ignore what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to us and what God is trying to do with us with the Word of God. We have to act upon what God has called you and I to do, and that is to be a servant, that to be a disciple, that we would deny ourselves, that we would take up our cross, and that we would follow him, that we would let the flesh die and allow the Holy Spirit to be resurrected in our hearts and lives, that the Holy Spirit will come alive in us, and that when he knocks on the door and we hear his voice, if we will open the door and say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, Lord, come into my heart, Lord, I need you, then that's when God becomes God in your life today. But we've got to open it. We've got to open up the door. He says, I will come in and I will dine with you. With him and he with me. In other words, there's a relationship there. Folks, if we haven't developed that relationship on a daily basis, we need to start developing that relationship on a daily basis. We need to begin to develop that, because that's the only way that you and I are going to get to heaven, a place that God is preparing a place for you. There's a lot of work that God's having to do in the heavens. I want you to know this today. There's a lot of work that God's having to do day in and day out to prepare a place for you. And if he's working out a place for us in heaven, and he's preparing a place for us, then what do you think he wants us to do down here? He wants to prepare our hearts. He wants our hearts to be prepared. He wants us to be ready should he call today, should he call next week. He wants us to be ready for the preparation, because he's preparing a place for us so that we can dine with him, that we can be there with him day in and day out and live forevermore. He is preparing a place for us. Some of us may think today, well, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die today. And that's the world that we live in. Pastor, I know you talking about heaven, and I know it's all good, but I don't want to go. I've got so much other things. I've got grandkids, and I've got this, and I've got to achieve that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we need to make sure we are right with God should God call you today. Should God call you today? I am reminded of a man in the Bible that Jesus talked about, that he wanted to prepare all the wealth that he could possibly get. So he was going to buy barns, and he was going to load up another barn, and he was going to load up another barn, and he was going to try to keep everything he possibly can. But the Bible says that Jesus said that God came to him and said, your soul is required tonight. Your soul is required. All that storing up that you're doing in the barns, and all the stuff that you're wanting to achieve, and all the stuff that you're trying to get, does you no good. You'll die tonight. I would hope that we not live a life that we're storing up everything else in this world and we're forgetting about what God is preparing for you and I in heaven, that He's preparing a place for us which is much greater than this. Peter says we're just like pilgrims. We're just passing through this life. You're just passing through this life. You will only live so many years and then you will die. We all will die. The Bible says for us to number our days, because our days will either come long or come short. But He says, be prepared, because Jesus says, I'm preparing a place for you, so I want you to be prepared so you can go to where I'm preparing. And He's preparing the place for you and I in heaven. Don't lose faith on what heaven and what lies ahead, folks. There is so much more greater than this old earth. This old earth will die. This old earth will crumble. And there's nothing in this world is good that we're to live off of and love off of and cherish and dwell with. We're just passing through this life. Don't miss heaven for the world. Don't miss heaven for the world. There is much greater things that God has prepared for you and I. Get past those things of the world. Let the world do what they will say, go, whatever they want to be. Know and stay focused in that there is a heaven, there is a place. And folks, there's people that you guys already know that has already gone. They've already gone. I've buried a lot of people in this church. A lot of our seniors that we had has done gone. They're in heaven, but you know what? They're waiting for us to catch up with them. They're waiting for us. They've already gone to their just reward. They've already gone. And so guess what? It's for us to not lose faith, to realize that we have a place called heaven and a place that you and I can go beyond our wildest dreams that you can't even begin. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love Him. Listen, He's preparing a place for us. Are you right? Are you ready? Stand with me across the building today.